huge week for us. It's our 25th birthday. We're going to celebrate this weekend at Texas Motor Speedway. Ticket stock 25, details at theticket.com. Thursday is our actual birthday, and 25 years ago on Thursday, we went on the air at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the first voice you heard here on the station was our then morning show host, Skip Bayless, the very controversial writer and broadcaster. And Skip now joins us in studio. He's back this week to help us celebrate our birthday. I guess it's good to see you, Skip.
I got a line on you, Dallas Fort Worth. I am Skip Bayless, the true Skip Bayless. I am the original morning host on this radio station, but I moved on to Rolls Royces through my better choices, while you guys have lagged in Yugos because yous blows. Move over, Neil Armstrong. I was the first man on this moon rock of a non-rock station. I will win this segment. You can put that in 33-inch headlines.
Okay.
In this segment, I will kick Junior's butt. I will kick Jub Jub's butt.
Well, let me tell you how happy we are that you don't work here anymore.
Well, let me just tell you how happy I am that you are no longer working here anymore.
But I am. Yes.
The morning musers are the morning snoozers in my book.
Oh,
speaking of books, I have written more books and had more looks on TV than either of you guys ever will.
Well, that may be true.
We don't want to talk about your TV. We want to talk about your memories of the first day here on the ticket. You remember that 25 years ago?
Let me tell you what my memories are of that first day.
All right, good.
I remember that you guys were not in morning drive. You were not in afternoon drive.
True.
You guys were basically in a nose dive and were not part of the success that I had on this station. I arrived at the station in my expensive car on that first day, wearing a tank top, showing off my guns.
I think I did, as a matter of fact.
While George arrived in a minivan, showing off his ample buns.
Guns and buns.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. On that first day, I realized I was not in AM radio. I should have put an H in front of it because it felt more like ham radio.
Boy, you can really spin a phrase, can't you?
I was around amateurs. My producer, Mike Fernando, should have been named Mike Fernandon't. I couldn't get him to do any of the things I knew that made great radio. Mike would not manufacture fake opinions for me or stir up racial divisions to generate controversy.
Well, now, you're a robot.
Well, now, don't get on Fernando. Nobody up here enjoyed working with you.
I got a line on you, Dallas Fort Worth. Let me tell your listeners something. Craig Miller should be called Beg Miller because he calls me up wanting a job all the time.
You really do?
No, that's not true.
Craig, and about your co-host, I compare him to my co-host. My co-host, Shannon, is sharp. Your co-host, George, is dumb.
Yes.
And not sharp.
Shannon has won Super Bowls and is rich. Dunham clogs toilets and is a bitch.
Oh, man.
Boy, always with the rhymes and the cutesy phrases.
I can tell you this right now. People tune into this radio station wanting to hear me to this day. I am the one getting your ratings. My show is bigger than yours, and that is undisputed.
Gosh.
The ticket is 25 years old. I am 60 years young. Uh-huh. Okay, I will be around in 30 years. You will not be here another year.
Wow, okay.
I unfortunately have the misfortune to say that I once knew you, and now I have the fortune to say screw you.
Oh, man.
Please leave.
He's out.
Please leave.
There he is, 25 years later. Skip Bayless.
How did we work with him for a year?
I don't know. Gordo was his comedy writer.
He just wears you out, doesn't he?
Boy, it's exhausting.
Yeah, we're all worn out now.